All right, this may be squeamish for some people, so I'm warning you. This is this crazy kid. Nutcase. All right. Look at this sick fuck. Oh, yeah. This is what happens when you have a bunch of fucking idiots talking all this kind of shit. This is what happens. This kid looks like he's MK Ultra. This is mind control, and this is the year 2022. They've known how to do this since the late 1950s. Sirhan, the killer of Robert Kennedy. So what this means is, I'll interpret this for you. Oh my God. All right, so basically this kid was programmed to do this. Who knows which group did it? This is privatized at this point. So this is this fuckwad's manifesto. I'll say this. This kid was programmed to do this. No question about that. And I'll say this. There is no question about it. There's going to be a gun grab. This time they're going to get it because... You can tell the how out of control Washington is right now. The most criminal enterprise. They want to lock us down, and they're gonna need to get those guns so we don't fucking defend ourselves against what's coming. So the people who have the guns. Better start learning how to oil them up and get them in the ground before these fuckers come door to door to go fetch your guns. Definitely. So there's going to be a gun grab. No question about it. They got full control of the House, judiciary, the Senate, the executive. They got the whole show. There's going to be a gun grab. That's what this is about. That's what this is programmed to do. This fucking idiot didn't do this by himself. He's too stupid to come up with this shit, right? Here's his talking about children. Look, this guy doesn't know shit. He's LARPing, douchebag, goes to all these websites, gets his head full of this dog shit that these... Look, you know... You know how easy it is to turn a kid into a psychotic idiot like this? Talking about how precious your fucking race is. Yeah, I like white people, man. But going around shitting on all the other races when there's one race that's fucking with you. There's one race or ethnic group, whatever you want to call these fuckers that are doing this. One. And so they got him. This guy wants to kill off black people. You fucking idiots. Destroy our people. All this stuff, this idiot, this moron is regurgitating. He knows nothing. And the FBI loves this kid. My name is Peyton Gendron, 2003, which makes me 18 years old. He's a mind control. He's mind control. Look at this guy. Oh my God. I'm simply a white man. He identifies himself according to what color he is. Because he has not one single other redeeming value in his life than this fucking default value that he's born with. That nobody gives a fuck about. Because you can't do anything about it. So if you want to be proud of the fact that you either have hair or don't have hair, you want to take pride in the fact that you have some default position. Sorry. Pride is something that you've accomplished, something you've done, not a default state, fuckheads. Why did I decide to carry out to show the replacers as long? Well, to show the replacers. So we went and shot black people. Well, the black people are not the replacers, fuckhead. And it's not like I would want an idiot like this kid going around doing attacks on blacks or Jews or Chinese or Russians or anybody. This idiot now is going to mean that for the next 9 months, your cities are going to burn down. The fucking cops are going to be beating the shit out of your white asses. Definitely. The cops are going to be kicking your asses in. Black people are going to be tearing shit up. Definitely. And they're going to come for your guns. No question about it. And these fuckers who pulled this Ukraine shit on us, the Jews who did that. And these fuckers, fucking Jews, who did this pandemic, they're going to ride scot-free while it's black versus white. And this is the Jew game, man. So keep on focusing on the black-white struggle, you idiots! What do you want? We must ensure the existence of our people. Yeah. While 90% of your heroes are afraid to say the word of the group that's causing the problem. Did the groups you support or align with order or promote your attack? No, I am the sole perpetrator of attack. Okay, so you can see the signs of the programmers. Look at this fucking thing. No one would write a document like this. He's setting up to take the attention away from the programmers. Obviously, did the groups you support or align with order or promote your attack? So he's been brainwashed. He's been hypnotized into writing this. This reminds me of the guy named John Malvo. The sniper, the Washington sniper that they let loose on Washington right after the 9/11 attacks. His name is, John Malvo, a black guy who was going around in the backseat of his car with a hole in the back, sniping at people throughout Washington to distract people from the attention that the CIA and the Jewish Israeli intelligence had actually done 9/11, right? And Malvo had a similar situation where he was giving questions to the police to ask him. And here, the hypnotizers of this kid gave him questions to answer. But they not only gave him the questions, they gave him the answers too. And the kid's writing this down. If the kid even wrote this. You have no idea who wrote this. Did these groups hold power? Who are the people in these groups? Total number of people in these organizations is in the million. The total numbers of groups in the household. People from every walks of life. People in every... This was written for him. This kid's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Where did you get your current beliefs? Mostly from the internet. So we're going to have to crack down on that internet. Going to have IDs for everybody. And it's going to have to be a biometric ID, says these fucking Jew bastards who run the CIA, who run the FBI in the shadows, through the think tanks, through the white papers that go right to the desk of the directors of all these organizations, and nobody has any power to stop them. And most of the people in the FBI and CIA and NSA have no idea. And if they do get hints that they're a Jewish controlled, they're run by Israeli intelligence, they have no idea of it. Look at this. Mostly from the internet. You son of a bitch. There was little to no influence on my personal belief by people I met in person. I read. So you can just see the agenda right here. This is written by the intelligence agencies, 100%. and I would say Israeli intelligence with the cooperation from U.S. intelligence. But it would be a privatized group. It would not be the rank and file of the FBI. It would be the rank and file of the Israeli Mossad for sure. There are no rules in the Israeli Mossad. In Israeli intelligence, there's no rules. Kill anyone, fucking rape and sexually molest anyone. There is never a penalty. The Ukrainian war is because the Jews don't want to lose their hookers. Yeah. And Victoria Nuland, that Jew pimp, because she's both a pimp and a whore. She set up U.S. military contractors to go to Ukraine to fuck the hookers there and pay them $1,000 a day, a lot of these guys are getting. You think if you're a military contractor or a private contractor and you go to Ukraine in the years 2014 up to 2021 and you're fucking some of the hottest fucking blonde Ukrainian hookers you've ever seen in your life and you're getting $1,000, $1,200, $1,500 a day in your pocket to go train mercenaries over there and be a mercenary yourself, you are going to fight to the death anyone who wants to stop that money train, that gravy train, that fucking sex train. And if you know anything about sex trafficking from Central Europe to Israel, it's a Ukrainian-Israeli nexus. And it's not just sex. It's organ trafficking and child sex trafficking. That's why they will fight you to the death. They don't want to lose the only hope that they'll ever get some hot ones, because these people are so fucking repulsive on every level. Did you carry out the attack for fame? Oh my God. Are you kidding me? There's no way this kid wrote this as himself. I carried this attack so I can influence others into defending themselves from the replacers. Yeah. So, and they're using the language of these fucking scum, ethno-white nationalists, all of whom these fucking neo-Nazi motherfuckers, all of them who are active, who are all Israeli intelligence financed, all of them. And if there is 0.01% of them who are not, you'll never know their names. But the ones who you know about, the ones who are making noise, that's all Israeli intelligence pulling this shit on us. Be clear about that. Neo-Nazis are paid for by Israeli intelligence. Period. Right? Why did you target these people? They are an obvious, visible, and large group of replacers. Oh, God. This is coming right out of the... This is the Gene Sharp playbook. This is not even the Gene Sharp playbook. This is the goddamn. This is a problem reaction solution. This kid's the problem. Oh my God, do something about it. And the House resolutions are going to come in, and you're going to see these laws get passed very fast. Absolutely positively. All kinds of anti-Semitism, anti-hate laws, cracking down on the internet, 100%. And you can thank all these idiots that go around, race this, race that, black this, black that. Fuck, you are the problem. You should be talking about one thing and one thing. You know, when I hear about everybody has to shove this fucking race issues down everybody's fucking throat about how goddamn supreme and how superior, whatever, one race is over the other. What the fuck good is it going to do? And then you ask them, okay, so what did you do that's so goddamn supreme, motherfucker? Nothing. Right? Before I ask this, anybody who's talking about how white power, okay, what symphony orchestra have you, conducted? What book, great piece of literature did you write? Hold on. Show us what you've done. That's great. Then I'm all for great people of any race, creed, color, sex. I don't care. I want to see. Show us the money. Show me the money. What did you do? Before you go around saying white power, what did you do? Put up a shut up. Where's your book? Where's your great piece of art that you made? What's your poetry? What's your art? What's your great painting? What great ideas do you have? Nothing. And then they'll say, oh, well, we were once great. And they'll talk about some kind of great white person 250 years ago. Beethoven, Kant, John Locke, or great somebody 250 years ago. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of some motherfucker with erectile dysfunction going into a nightclub and saying, hey, baby, what do you say we go back to my place, turn the lights down, put a little music on, pour a few drinks, and let me tell you about some guy 250 years ago that had a really great erection. It was like that. He really gave her a good fucking and stuff like that. Girl be like, what? You either are great or you aren't great. And you talking about how great you are, hey, first be great. And don't pump dickheads like this full of shit, because this is the result. Because then it opens the door for Israeli intelligence to pull this shit. This is an intelligence operation from top to bottom, from morning to night, from start to finish, from beginning to end. This is an intelligence operation. No question about it. This fucking crazy kid is an intelligence operation. 100%. Replacers, you idiot. These people are dumb people talking this shit. We have a crisis in education. Just people are just stupid. That's the problem. From a culture with higher fertility rates and strong, robust traditions that seek to occupy my people's lands and ethnicity, replace my own people. It would have eased me because if I knew all the blacks I would be killing were criminals or future criminals. But then I realized all black people are replacers. You know? I thought that the Jews were the replacers, dude. What happened? And the Jews were the ones who had done the replacing. I thought, I mean, if you were up on your fucking replacement theory, if you were up on your racist bullshit, then you would know that the whole idea was that Jews ran the slave trade. I guess you missed out on that lesson. No, that's because this was written by Israeli intelligence. That's why. Over what time span did you plan the attack? I've been previously preparing for this attack like every American does, by buying ammo, surplus military gear, and shooting regularly for a few years. It wasn't... Oh, God. Why did you choose this particular moment in time? That's because my handle... Okay, so what you're seeing is... Watch this. So in the previous question, you said, over what time span did you plan the attack? I've been passively preparing for this attack like every American does. Passively preparing. So that means he's a sleeper, right? That's what this is. So... whether they were able to get the kid to write this himself or whether they just wrote it for him, I would suggest they wrote it for him, the intelligence agencies, right? Why did you choose this particular moment in time? Well, looks like the Biden presidency is collapsing. The fucking Jewish COVID narrative collapsed. The walls were closing in on Gates and Fauci's for the absolute abject criminality that they were involved in. The Ukrainian war is not going well. So, you know, we need to distract attention and get the fucking people who have been brainwashed into thinking they're actual liberals, but they're not actual liberals. They're just like instruments of Jewish mind control through the television networks to think that it's time to go frantic and call for new gun laws. And this is now mixed with racism. So it's going to really, you are going to have not only a race war, you're going to have a class war. The faux bullshit liberal class versus the faux bullshit conservative class. Everyone's full of shit. Everyone. Don't think that anybody, the liberals in this day, in this particular moment in history, are indeed more full of shit than the conservatives. But believe me, everyone is full of shit. All this talking about white. This kid's an idiot. He's got a low IQ is the problem here. So I don't give a fuck how white you are. If you have a low IQ, you might as well be like them Central Africans that all these idiots keep talking about how low the IQ is. I'll guarantee this kid's IQ isn't above 90 or 60. Waiting any longer will only make it more difficult to get non-whites out later on. This is like, this is written by Israeli intelligence. Why did you choose firearms? Because they work. There are very few weapons that are easier and more effective at killing than firearms, especially the Bushmaster. Oh my God. So it's an advertisement for the AR-15s, man. This is like, the effect would be, I would have on social discourse, the extra media coverage they would provide, the change in gun laws that will be pushed will all help my case. And the changes to gun laws that will be pushed will all help his case. They're going to grab the guns. That's why they sent this kid in there to do it. Why did you choose Redacted for the place of the attack? Has the highest black population. What a son of a bitch. Do you consider the attack to be an act of terrorism by definition? Yes. But I believe it is a partisan action against an occupying force. Blacks, not Jews, who occupy the financial systems, who occupy the media, who occupy the medical poisoning systems, who occupy the state, federal houses, the court systems, occupy the goddamn Federal Reserve monetary systems, the banking systems, the shadow banking systems, the equities market. Now, it's the blacks. This is a Jewish conspiracy. Absolutely. 100%. Do you feel any remorse for the attack? This kid doesn't have the IQ to be able to be speaking in the past tense prior to committing the act. He wouldn't have that level of cognitive function. No way. To be able to come up with this. Nope. Do you feel any remorse? I don't. No, I haven't done it yet, stupid. But if I were to guess, it would be yes. Did or do you personally hate blacks? A black man or woman living in their homelands? No, a black man or woman choosing to invade our lands? Yeah, and you're going to get a lot of agreement with that, especially with African-American people who are saying, well, we didn't actually invade your lands because we were brought over here on ships that most of them were actually Jews who brought them over here, by the way. But there'll be no mention of that here. Race traitors and stuff. This is the script that every single one of these douchebags that's talking this shit, this is the same script. And this is the script that Jews need in order to control us. So make no mistake about it. The Jewish grip around the necks of our society, the Jewish grip around our necks cannot exist without all the language that is appearing in this. It is impossible. It is impossible for them to keep their power without all this talk about replacement and wide and how it's how you'd have to be a fucking idiot not to understand what I'm talking about. You'd have to be a one of them low IQ Central Africans that you're always talking about in order to not get it. You'd have to be that low IQ to not get it. You'd really have to be dumb. Did or do you personally hate foreigners or other cultures? This kid wouldn't write this. No, many people in that culture are great. Yeah, I know. As long as they could stay separated from each other. Do you believe those you attacked were innocent? There is no non-white living on white lands that is innocent. Oh my God. Yeah, this kid was a mind-controlled zombie. Question is who did it and when did they do it? Did you intend to survive the attack? Yes, but death was definitely a possibility. What the fuck? Survival was a better alternative under did you intend to survive the attack? Survival was a better alternative. To death in order to further spread my ideals. They're not your ideals. They're the ideals of a bunch of fucking idiots that are being that the, of from a script that's being written for them. Right? And it's all paid for by Jewish finance cartels, my friends. Survival was a better alternative to death in order to further spread my ideals. No one's going to be listening to your ideals, dude, because you're going to be locked so deep in a jail cell. Getting your ass kicked that no one's gonna ever hear from you. Have you heard from Dylann Roof since he's been in jail? Huh? Have you heard any of the great ideas from that Aurora shooter since he's been in jail? Have you heard any of the ideas from the kid who did the Sandy Hook? Well, he's dead, so you won't hear any of his. But the ones that survived, do you ever hear any of the ideas? No. No, but they get put away, locked away, and you never hear anything from them. They don't have a chance to talk, even if they wanted to. To further spread my ideals by media coverage. Oh yeah, CNN's gonna give you a lot of media coverage. They're gonna let you tell your story, dude. Was the attack anti-immigration in origin? Yes, beyond all doubt. Anti-immigration, anti-ethnic replacement, and anti-culture. So this script is so poorly written. This is so poorly written. Let me zoom in on this so you can get a better see the text here. Oh, actually it doesn't. Oh shit. Was the attack anti-diversity in origin? I mean, this is like a checklist for the fuck. This is a checklist here to give talking points to the to create a the war between. This is going to create a partisan war. This is the political divide, cleft, right down the middle. So everyone is going to be fooled by this shit. Okay, so the idiotic liberals are going to believe this is real. The retarded white supremacists are going to re-believe this is real. Every idiot is going to believe this is an authentic document. And then they're going to fight one another. And guess who's going to profit? I wonder who's gonna profit from our weakness, from our division. I wonder. Not gonna be the blacks. And it's not gonna be the whites. I wonder who's gonna profit. I wonder who always profits. Shame, shame, shame on anyone who believes any of this shit. to ensure that the peoples of the world remain true to their traditions and faith. Dude, you're too much of a dickwad. You don't even know anything about traditions because you're not old enough to even know. You're not even old enough to have experienced enough to have such strong feelings where you have enough hatred to go and kill and pull this stunt. You're a LARPing piece of shit that's been brainwashed by the intelligence organizations. That's all this kid is. Mix the colors together and you destroy them. The attack was to ensure the preservation of our beauty art. Dude, you are a fat, ugly douchebag. You are not an artist. You don't have beauty. You have no tradition. You're not old enough and you're not experienced enough and you have not demonstrated that you have anything. You're just full of shit. You're just full of the script that was shoved in your face. And we know the FBI does this to people. You know, they go after people that have mental difficulties. They go after people who have drug problems. And the CIA did this in the 60s. They looked for people who are vulnerable, people who are addicted to drugs. They tried to exploit them. Then the FBI took over that role. Did you intend to kill police officers or other enforcers of the state? Enforcers of the state. No one talks like this, man. No, although modern police officers exist to serve the elite. Oh, God. This kid's an idiot. Many of them are of decent character. And would make me very upset if I killed one. But only, you know, if I did. Well, only you know if I did. What? If you survived, did you intend to go to trial? Yes, and to plead guilty. Are you a Christian? No, I do not ask God for salvation by faith, nor do I confess my sins to him. I personally believe there is no afterlife. So they're going to go after atheists, too. I do, however, believe in and practice many Christian values. Are you a fascist? Yes, fascism is one of the only political ideologies that will unite whites against the evil blacks who run the Federal Reserve and the evil blacks who are running the media, right? Who are running the money supply systems and who are the CEOs of the pharmaceutical giants who are poisoning your children. It's those blacks. We better get them, right? Fucking rather motherfuckers. Are you a white supremacist? Yes. And by the way, you know, when they say, are you a fascist? Of course, this is written to get these retard liberals who sit there and pretend they're as worse LARPers than this kid. And they're going to be, now they're all Nazi hunters and fascist hunters. The next year in this country is going to be a living hell. The next year in this country is going to be a living hell. Mark my words. Housing values are going to go down. The interest rate is going to get hiked up. Massive food shortages. War. Possibly nuclear in nature. Wide-scale power outages. Wide-scale police misconduct. Wide-scale surveillance. A shutdown on the internet. That's coming this year. Are you a racist? Yes, I'm a racist because I believe in differences of capabilities between races. Not for your dumbass, dude. You're an idiot with a low IQ, right? And all these people talking about how much smarter everyone is from everybody else. All right, let's take an IQ test and see how smart you are. If this kid took an IQ test, it wouldn't be over 70. So everybody talking about how much smarter they are. Okay, Go down to a Mensa office. Let's get a video camera out and let's see how your IQ is. Compared to those Central Africans, I bet it's not that far above it, maybe below it. Are you intolerant? Sure. Oh my God. The last virtues of a dying nation are tolerance. This kid doesn't know anything about a dying nation or a living nation or what a nation is. Doesn't know anything. He's a dick. Are you an anti-Semite? Yes! I wish all Jews to hell. Go back to hell where you came from, demon. But in reality, a Jew confined to Judea, where he can't spread his people or beliefs is of no concern to me. It's important to note that with proper connection to the internet, that is impossible. Oh my God. Are you a neo-Nazi? I support neo-Nazism. Well, it's going to be a fun time to be a neo-Nazi, right? Good luck. But I'm not a member of any neo-Nazi groups. You decide what that makes me. Again, it's impossible that this kid was the author of this document. Are you a conservative? No, conservatives is corporatism in disguise. I want no part of it. Are you homophobic? I believe the problems involving the I can't even keep track of what all this shit means, are very insignificant. This one is actually part of the LGBT group. They are loyal to the people. That is fine with me. Transgenderism, however, is a mental illness. Are you right-wing, depending on the definition? Sure. Are you left-wing, depending on... Are you a socialist? Oh, fuck, man. Depending on the... Oh, God. Worker ownership of the main production. By living in the United States, weren't you an immigrant yourself? Is there a particular person that radicalized you? Yes. Brendan Tarrant. Brendan's live stream started everything you see here. Brendan Tarrant. Another MK Ultra mind control zombie. Were you taught violence and extremism by video games? No, only the truth caused me to seek violence. When I was 12, did you always hold these views? When I was 12, I was deep into communist ideology. Talk to anyone from my old high school and ask about me, and you'll hear that. From age 15 to 18, however, I constantly move farther to the right. I haven't slept, by the way, in a long, long time, because I've been working. This idiot comes along. Were your beliefs given to you by your family, friends, and society? No politics, never discussed. Who do you consider white? He wouldn't answer. He wouldn't ask these questions. Do you have any ties to any other partisans, freedom fighters? I support many of those that take a stand against ethnic and cultural genocide. Brendan Tarrant, Patrick Crucios, John Ernest, Robert Bowers. I don't know these names. Philip Manchus. Lucia Trani, Anders Breivik, Dylan Roof, I know that name, and Anders Breivik. Anton Lundin, Patterson, don't know. Darren Osmond, don't know. If convicted, do you expect to stay in prison? Yes. Yeah, have fun, fuckhead. You're going to get your ass kicked. I do wish to see how the world plays out after all. If I become old in the same prison, I would only assume that we have passed the point of no return. And will die out. Dude, you are going to spend years and years getting your fucking ass kicked in, and rightly so. Why do you care so much about Europe? Aren't you an American? The United States is just like the rest of the colonies, an offshoot of European people. Fuck you, idiot. This thing is fucking long. Answers to my people. What are your views? Populists. What do you support? White children. Who do you follow? No one. Are you a Fed, shill, Mossad agent, false flag, patsy, imposter, Antifa, three-letter agent, glow so bright, etc. No, I don't think so. What the fuck kind of answer is that? What? Okay. Giant red flag. Here we go. Here's, that's your flag. Are you a Fed, shill, Mossad agent, false flag, patsy, imposter, Antifa, three-letter agent, glow so bright, etc.? No, I don't think so. I think everybody knows if they're a Fed, shill, Mossad agent, false flag, patsy. What the fuck? So they didn't put the whammy on this kid enough. Right? So here's the programming slipping out. Okay? Just like John Malvo. He said to the judge, he sent a letter to the judge that he said that if you want me to reveal myself, this was the sniper back in 2001 or 2000 and early months of 2002. He said, if you want me to give up and reveal my identity and give up, turn myself in, you have to say this phrase. And the fucking bullshit Jewish media didn't say, well, that sounds precisely like hypnotic, programming where a key word or something will either put you into the trance or take you out of the trance. Nobody sends a note to the judge or the media personnel. And it was the police chief, actually, that he sent the note to. And the police chief, he asked the police chief or whoever sent the note to say this phrase, to say a specific phrase. And then when he heard that phrase, he would then turn himself in. That's the MK Ultra hypnotic mind control. That's the Manchurian programming slipping out. And this question right here is the Manchurian mistake. That this is the, so I'm just reading this document for the first time. So, and judging by how many pages are on this thing, it's got 180 pages, so we're going to take this in parts because I'm getting tired. I haven't slept in a day and a half. Are you a Fed? No, I don't think so. Who knows? Maybe it's the two shots of COVID vaccine juice going through my bloodstream that's really making me do this. It's healthy to have skepticism, of course, but don't let your skepticism turn you away from people who support you. All right, so this kid was programmed to do this. They're coming after your guns, people. They're coming after your guns. No question about it. No question about it. So the next year is going to be a gun grab. The next year, the value of your homes is going to go down. The value of your dollar is going down. The interest rate's going to go up. Food supplies are going to go down. Price of fuel is going to get to $10 a gallon. And there's going to be perpetual war in Ukraine, possibly attacks, more terror attacks in the United States. There's going to be major power outages, and there's going to be major internet outages. There's going to be police going door to door to confiscate guns. New gun laws are going to get passed. New anti-Semitism laws are going to get passed. New speech restrictions are going to get passed. And there's going to be demands that anybody that goes onto the internet must have a biometric ID. That's what this act is all about. That's why the intelligence agencies got this kid to do this. That's exactly what's going to happen this year. There's no question about it. All those things that I just told you are coming this year. There's no question about it. And they're coming soon. So my advice is that you better start making copies of the most important information from the internet on how people are going to need to communicate with one another, because they're going to shut the internet down and they're going to shut the power off. Remember, Israeli intelligence runs the power grid because they run the security for the power grid. They run the security for the critical infrastructure in this country. That's Israeli intelligence. That's a very undesirable situation. And I put out alerts to the National Guard and to the U.S. military and to the intelligence that under no circumstance should we not be monitoring these Israeli intelligence groups that run the power grid. The power is going to go off in this country, definitely. And the internet is going to get shut off, definitely. So people better start making arrangements, communications techniques on how to communicate with one another, because the internet is going to get shut down. I'm going to try to stay up for a few more minutes to put this online, and it's not looking good. Good luck, everybody.